We're going to head down to Oxford and be joined by Miami head coach Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon in Columbus in that setback against the Buckeyes. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Redhawks.
Yeah, obviously end result, not what you're looking for as far as the score goes, but honestly, there was some positives in the game. Really played good football in the first quarter. Probably played as well as we could on OD and special teams. Had a nice drive to start the game. Got stalled in midfield, but was excited about creating some field position. Did an unbelievable job on our punt team, down and on the one-yard line. Stuff them on a run, get a safety, come right back, drive down the length of the field, kick a field goal, give up a touchdown on our next drive, but then the drive after that, we get another stop, and you're sitting through 15 minutes against Ohio State, and you're down 7-5, and you've outgained them. You got 100 yards offense. They got about 80, and we couldn't play much better. I mean, we were playing about as top end as we came. We came in the game, you know, three offensive line starters, our two tackles, a left guard not playing, our best tailback not playing, our best corner not playing. So we came in beat up on the offensive side of the ball particularly, and really felt great about the, you know, what we did and how the kids played. And then obviously the second quarter is just the opposite. Second quarter was about as bad as you can play. You know, it starts with always in football big plays and turnovers, and obviously Ohio State created all the big plays and the turnovers in the second quarter where they get one interception, they get two sack fumbles, they block a kick, which obviously are game-changing plays, and they had four in one quarter. All right. And then defensively, we gave up some big plays over our head, and obviously credit goes Ohio State. They got really good players, and they make their own, but we got to do a better job of keeping things in front of us and not giving up those big plays. So really for our starters who basically played the first half, as bad as the score was at half, I felt like they played about as good as they could in the first quarter and really, really competed in the second quarter, you know. And again, some of it was execution on offense. Some of it was, you know, we got beat one-on-one and they got to our quarterback and knocked the ball loose. And it wasn't lack of effort, wasn't lack of intent. Just, hey, Ohio State's got some guys that made some plays and created some short fields. So at that point, it got out of hand. The only positive for the second half for us is we got to play everybody. We brought 80-some guys, 86 guys, and they all played. And was it pretty in the second half? No. Ohio State, you know, kept getting after us and moving the ball and stopping us. And so it was a long second half from just the results, but it wasn't a long second half from getting a bunch of people in that game, getting to play at the Horseshoe, getting a chance to play against the Buckeyes, and getting to compete against – at least your young guys know what the very best looks like. They get to compete against some of the better players in the country and get a barometer. Hey, I'm just a freshman, and okay, if I ever want to be really good, this is what really good looks like. So, again, obviously, final score not great, but there was some good stuff considering the outcome.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's call. For a freshman quarterback like Brett Gabbert, what can a road game like that against Ohio State do for him and his maturity as a quarterback?
Yeah, I'm not sure really other than learning what it's like to try to survive out there. He got knocked around pretty good, got knocked out of the game in the early second quarter. He got knocked out of the game. So the speed of the game was overwhelming. Obviously the decision making had to be warp speed for how long we could, you know, protect him and pass down. So a little bit unrealistic for really, you know, we're not going to be at such a disadvantage every week. We're going to be able to run more normal passing game and not have to try to get the ball out of our hands so quick. So really doesn't help his development. It really kind of hurts it just because it's so not the norm for us in our 12-game schedule. We had to do a lot of things, and we did them well early, different than what we would normally do just to try to combat some of the one-on-one disadvantages. So there was a lot of ultra-quick throws and, you know, try to catch it and get the ball as quickly as possible, which, again, you have to do against pressure. You typically don't have to do against a four-man pass rush.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously, with some downtime in your bye week, talk about some of the things you want to accomplish with your Redhawks.
Well, obviously, we got Buffalo this week, and obviously not schedules hasn't done us any favors. You got the defending, you know, East champs and a great football team. We played a great game with them a year ago at their place, 42-42 with 8 minutes to go, and they pulled out a 51-42 victory, and they had obviously a great, great football team a year ago and have a really, really good football team coming back. So the combination of early season, you know, the physicality of the games, and then you got a transition into Buffalo, who's obviously coming into season one of the top, you know, we'll see how everything plays out, but one of the top title contenders based on what they did a year ago and who they have back. So would love to have a little more time to get some more healthy bodies out there, but that's the way it is. We're going to have to play with who we have and move forward. And we got Buffalo, and we got Western, we got Northern right out of shoot. So not exactly what you're looking for, but we don't have a say in that, and it's just kind of the hand you're dealt.
And with a Buffalo contest this week, obviously they're coming off a big victory over Temple and turning the ball, their ability to turn the ball over. When you see the defensive creativity that they're doing right now, talk about how that's going to be a challenge for your offense.
Yeah, they looked really good Saturday, beat a really good Temple team who's coming off a really nice win against Maryland. Defensively and offensively, very similar to what we've seen in the past. Defensively, they're very aggressive. They're very well coached. They're very attacking. They play north and south. They play downhill. They don't give you a lot of time to sit back and make decisions. Obviously, five takeaways, and then you add to that they're getting takeaways inside the 10 and inside the 20. So they had three touchdown drives, much like Ohio State had against us, three touchdown drives at very short distances. So the takeaways are great. Taking away and giving your offense short field, obviously, even 10 times better. And then offensively, same thing. I don't know if it was 48 carries. Just like, well, they're going to run the ball. They got a multitude of run games from inside zone to outside zone to counter to a bunch of different inserts and fold plays and wham plays. So they do a really, really nice job running the football, just like they've done for years there. And then they throw it over your head, you know, and even against Penn State, they threw two or three balls over Penn State's head. So they're similar. Obviously, you have some different pieces on offense, very similar. Hump the football, possess the football, a lot of different schemes. Obviously, tremendously talented offensive line coming back, tremendously talented tailbacks coming back, and then they're gonna play action and throw it over your head, which again has been a great recipe for success for them.
This is really an intriguing matchup when you got both programs being led by freshman quarterbacks, with yourself with Gabbard and obviously Matt Myers for Buffalo. Is that an intriguing element for you as a coach?
Yeah, I'd rather have a fifth-year senior from my end, and I'm sure Coach would from her end. But yeah, it does make it. Two young, talented kids, obviously, both with really bright futures. And so I think for the longevity of both programs, it's awesome to get these kids started and get their experience. And we went through it with Gus. Gus played a bunch as a true freshman, a redshirt freshman. And, you know, we had some ups and downs that year, but in the end, it worked out to be pretty damn good. So, yeah, I think it's exciting for both clubs. It's a rare matchup when you just, you know, we both lost very talented quarterbacks, and it was a transition year for both of us.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. For Chuck Martin and his Miami Redhawks, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 28th, against Buffalo. That kickoff at noon Eastern, and that contest available on ESPNU.